The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
I'm Carolyn Baum. When European leaders slapped together a bailout package for Cyprus last weekend, they clearly didn't think about the repercussions. By imposing a tax on insured and uninsured depositors, a polite way of describing the confiscation of private property, they sent a scary message to all Europeans. Your deposits aren't safe. The Cypriot Parliament rejected the proposal, but the damage was already done. Depositors in Italy and Spain may start wondering if their money is safe in the bank. Cyprus is scrambling to find alternative sources of financing, without which its two biggest banks will collapse, destabilizing the financial system and forcing a hasty exit from the Eurozone. Cyprus is a small country, three-fifths the size of Connecticut, with 0.2% of Eurozone GDP. But Europe's ad hoc rescue plan bears a big message. The 17 countries in the Eurozone may share a common currency, a common market, and common rules. They even give voice to a common purpose. But decisions are still being made by the large countries, i.e. Germany, on the basis of what's good for the nation state, not the whole. Until that changes, Europe will drift from one crisis to the next. I'm Carolyn Baum, a columnist for Bloomberg View. For more View, please go to www.bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.